Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing in 1 Samuel 17, covering the life of David in a very sort of quick kind of manner. Just reading the story, reading the account that the Lord has given us. And we've seen, we ended in the previous episode with David prevailing over the Philistine. He had killed Goliath. So watch what happens here. I'm going to start with verse 50 of 1 Samuel 17. It says this: "Thus David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck the Philistine and killed him, but there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled." So again, verse 50 says that David killed him by striking him with the rock. Well, this is true. But then verse 51 says that he took out the Philistine's own sword, stood over him with, and killed him and cut off his head. Yeah, that's what you do, is you make sure somebody's really dead. Okay, so he cut off his head to be certain of the thing. Now, watch what happens. And let me just tell you, I just want you to get the bottom line at the very beginning right here. I want you to see what can happen when one person stands with God. Remember all that David had said? He kept saying, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who's blaspheming the armies of God right here? Why is he saying this? Why isn't somebody doing something?" And he says, "I'll go. I'll do it." And then he declared to Goliath himself, "No, the Lord's going to deliver you into my hand today." One man stands up. One man in the might and power of God stands up. And he has the victory. Watch the impact it has. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Then verse 52, "The men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the valley, to the gates of Ekron. And the slain Philistines lay along the way to Shaaraim, even to Gath and Ekron." So this is all the land of the Philistines. They chased them back to their own homeland, and they were killing them all the way back. Do you see what happens? Because one person was faithful. Because one person said, "There is a God." Because one person believed the word of the Lord and that they were the people of the Lord. Because of that, he had victory. When he had victory, the men of Israel and Judah arose up and shouted and pursued. Now, I'm not downing them, okay, because we all totally understand that. We understand what was going on. For 40 days, there had literally been a time of trial and tribulation with Goliath coming out and belittling them and blaspheming their God. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And now there's victory. And when they see the victory and they see the enemy fleeing, then they arise, they shout, and they pursue. Well, that's great. At least they did that, okay? People want to sort of say that it was a little bit too late. No, not really. No. One man led them, okay? That's a really important thing to see here. Verse 53, "The sons of Israel returned from chase of the Philistines and plundered their camp." So they came back, and they took all the booty, took everything from their camps. The Philistines just literally fled that moment, didn't take anything with them. 54, "Then David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his weapons in his tent." So he kept the weapons of Goliath. Okay? He took the Philistine's head and brings it to Jerusalem. Verse 55, "Now, when Saul saw David going out against the Philistines, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, 'Abner, whose son is this young man?' And Abner said, 'By your life, O king, I do not know.' The king said, 'You inquire whose son the youth is.' So when David returned from killing the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the Philistine's head in his hand." We don't even want to think about that, do we? And we think, well, that's just a different culture, a different time. Well, yeah, you reckon? And yet, where are the people today that are willing to go and to stand up? Where are the people willing to go in the name of the Lord? Even to this degree right here, he comes before Saul and he has the Philistine's head in his hand. How much must that head have weighed? And how's he carrying it? Oh, yeah, he's carrying it by the hair. Yeah, he's carrying it like that. Wouldn't it have been sort of a bloody mess? Oh, yeah. Yeah. But here he is with some very evident evidence of the booty, of the victory right here. So the last verse, Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." So here he is. He's standing before Saul. He's holding the Philistine's head. He has received victory. What is he also going to receive? Do you remember? Yeah, remember what was said? The one that was victorious over Goliath would receive a ton of money, would receive Saul's daughter, his father's household, and his household would not be taxed among the people. Yeah, this is David. Now, let me give you a little heads up what's going to happen next. This is the end of the 17th chapter. The next chapter, 1 Samuel 18:1, the next verse continues in this way. It says this, "Now it came about when he had finished speaking to Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as himself." So who's Jonathan? Jonathan is Saul, King Saul's son. Jonathan is the prince, for lack of a better term. Jonathan is the heir apparent. But notice what it says. It just goes right, the story continues on. Now, it came about when he'd finished speaking to Saul. David had been brought before Saul. Who are you? Apparently, Jonathan was there. We'll look at this more in the next episode. But it sets the context for what we can see in the balance of David's life. Some really intriguing things here. Now, for now, just think this last thought. What would you do if the Lord wanted to use you in like manner? Which I think he wants to do with all believers. We all have a calling to deal with various giants. Sometimes the giants in our life. Sometimes the giants upon the land among those that we love and where we are and where he's placed us for such a time as this. Are we willing to be as David? David, his sister, says, "No, you're not going to blaspheme a God. There is a God who gives victory over this. Why are y'all putting up with this? Let me go. I'll take care of it." And he did. Are we willing to do likewise? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.